All right. Thank you, Corey and worship team again. God is good, amen. As Kalman mentioned, only 8 days till Christmas. Mostly all of you probably have finished doing your shopping and all that. I like to wait till the last minute because this reward into going into what is left over and to find that treasure, that one that nobody saw, and then it's yours. Oh, I like to work for that. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Word, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. So, we have been talking a lot about faith. I love to talk about faith. We have learned the principles of faith. I believe the Lord is activating faith in our hearts, in our spirits, to believe for more. We have talked about hope, and we are being anchored again in the hope that is in God to keep pressing on, pursuing the things that God had called us to do. Now let's talk about love. And I believe when the Holy Spirit is in us, we have the faith, we have hope, and we have love. Just simply because the Spirit of God dwelling in us. But I believe there's always room for more revelation, more understanding. And I truly believe that that's what God has been doing in this last season, reigniting the faith and the hope and the love that we have in Him. But this verse says, the greatest of this is love. So I believe it was proper to bring this season to closing of what the Lord is doing, the Holy Spirit, to get us ready to enter next year full of faith, hope, and love. And to be real honest to you, it's something that when you are reading the scripture, you realize the need, in this case, my need, you know, of the love of God, of more of that, to not just to be a better son of God, better husband, better dad. Now with more responsibilities, is something that I'm being really convicted. I'm being on my knees as I'm being preparing, because this is what I believe is the revelation of everything that God, you know, wants to do in our life. Hope, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of this is love. So let's read a few scriptures. There's nothing more than the scripture to reveal to us what God intends to do, you know, in revealing in part to us. So we'll be reading some scriptures. 1 Thessalonians 1:3, just to see how these three work together. 1 Thessalonians 1:3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith. Meaning what we do, the edification of the body, of the plan of God, we do it by faith and we work by faith. The sweating of working for Him by faith always, because we do it because the vision, the revelation that we have from God, therefore we move and we work and we edify and we do things in faith. The labor of love. So this is the good deeds, because the love of God alongside with working. There are two different things. The work is those actions to edify, to build. And the labor of love is a manifestation of the love of God through good deeds, actions, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. The patience to have endurance, to know that all the things that we are doing, working, all the actions, all the deeds are going to produce fruit, are going to take us to the place where the God wants us to be. So your work of faith, action, labor of love, those good deeds, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father. In there in the same book in chapter 5, verse 8, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. So faith, hope, and love are working always together as one. One that results of the other one in operating. And it's really interesting how this scripture says, putting the breastplate of faith and love, meaning guarding our hearts, because the faith needs to come out of our heart, and the love needs to come out of our heart, which is our whole being. So it says, you have to guard that, the breastplate, the protection of the faith in love, because we can have a mental faith which usually is not going to work. It has to be from our heart, and the love has to come out of our heart. And it says the helmet of the hope of salvation, the helmet, our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, that is usually what the enemy targets to take away the hope for the future, to bring us down. It's always attacking our mind. That's what it says here, protect your salvation. The helmet that is in your head, where your thought life happen. So breastplate to protect our heart, that faith, the pure love of God, and the hope of salvation in our emotions, our feelings, our thought life, working together, faith, hope, and love. And I believe the Lord, as I say, he's been talking about this, not because we don't have faith, not because we don't have hope, not because we don't have love, because we do, just because we have the Spirit of God. But I believe there's always the more, the increasing on these areas, that as we're walking with the Lord, sometimes we forget about those principles. So let's talk a little bit about the love of God and how we can operate in it, activate it in our life, and just be full of it every day of our life. Amen? And Jesus talked about this in the scripture in Matthew 22:39. Somebody asked him about this. He was a lawyer, somebody who knew the law in the religion system. In Matthew 22:39, Jesus said to him, answering this question, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and on the prophet and the prophets. So here is this person, this Pharisee, coming to try Jesus and his wisdom. And so just because his background, he's coming under the platform of all the tradition, the religion system, all the things, the ceremonies that they need to keep in order to show love. And Jesus says, I'm going to help you to understand what is everything that you know in two commandments only. So when Jesus is talking about love, he's describing not all those religious acts. No, all those religious things that we sometimes do, all those ceremonies, all those traditions. He's talking about two things: the source of love and the recipients of that love, which is He is the source of the love and the recipients, who are human beings, people like you and I. So He says, I'm gonna bring everything together just under these two commandments. And that's, if you receive the revelation and understanding, you will understand all the books, all the law of Moses, and everything that you are doing in these two commandments. So the love of God is focused on Him as the source, and the true love that He gives us to impart it to the recipients of His love, who are human beings. And as we are going to read some scriptures, we're going to see John, the apostle, writing extensively about love. Somebody that was called Son of Thunder, that one day told Jesus, Jesus, you want us to pray so fire can come down and destroy all these people. Then He became the apostle of love. A transformation that happened in His life, and He gave us such a revelation about the love, but the manifestation, the expression and actions of the love of God. So if you notice, we have been talking about the to be, but now we are shifting about the to do. After we are being established on our identity in the Lord, now love requires focus, requires action and a manifestation. So let's talk about some of those principles. Now, really quick, we in the Western world usually have one word for love, and that is love. And under that word, we encapsulate everything that we understand about love. But on the Hebrew and the Greek, they have different words for love. And there are, we can talk about more than four, but I'm just going to mention the four. One is the phileo love, which is a friendship love. Another one is the storge love, which is the love that we have for our family members, our parents, our brothers and sisters. There's the eros love, which is a sexual love. And there's the agape, or agape. How do you guys pronounce it? Agape? Okay, agape. Love, which is the love of God. The highest level of love. So, in the name of love and the revelation that sometimes we have of what love is, we have distorted, changed the law of God, even, you know, naming things that are not love, love, just because the understanding that we have of love is not the one that comes from the Lord. So in the name of all our feelings, our sexual desires that are not lined up with God, we have changed the design of God and what love means for today's society. But we want to see through the scripture what really the pure love of God is. So there's a love according to the old covenant, according to the law and the prophets. But now we have Jesus coming to give us a new commandment, He says, according now to the grace, according to the new covenant in Him. So this lawyer, this person with a revelation of the law, come and ask Jesus, what is love, or what's the biggest commandment? And Jesus gave him the revelation according to what he could understood in two sentences. But now we're going to see that he is taking the old covenant love to a new revelation in him now, which take it to the higher level. And we're going to focus on the book of the letter of 1 John. Because, as I say, he writes extensively about love in this letter. And in verse 7, 1 John chapter 2, 7 and 8. 1 John 2, verse 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. Verse 8. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him, meaning in Jesus, and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. So, I believe the Apostle John, either he had a late night pizza when he wrote this, or he was under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, because I read on verse 7 that he says, I write no new commandment. And then on verse 8 says, again, a new commandment. And I'm like, John, is an old or is a new? What are you talking about here? Can you see that? He says, no new commandment. But then he says, a new. And I'm like, scratching my head and, wow, what's going on with you, John, in this scripture? So let's see what he's talking about. And of course, we know that he's talking about a new commandment that Jesus gave the disciples. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. That you also love one another. So to the lawyer says, love your neighbor. And to the disciples, he tells, love your neighbor as I love you. So that's the new standard of the love of God for us in the new covenant. It becomes new in Jesus. And we are going to see why it's new and what is that he's wanted us to operate under. And if we start reading from verse 2, same chapter, verse 2, we want to see the manifestation, the expression, and actions of the love of God, and the where God is aiming his love in that to be manifested. Verse 2, and he himself is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Now, by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. And he who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Other version says, obey, but doesn't obey God's commandments. So he's talking about obedience. Verse 5, but whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. So in order for us to know God, this scripture says the only way that we can know him is if we know his commandments and if we obey them. This is the only way, the scripture says. If he who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So, loving the word of God, wanting to have the revelation and the understanding of who God is only going to come through the word. Because it says, if you know his word, then you can know him. Through the experience, to the obedience of his word, you can rest assured that you know him. So the first focus on to knowing God and the love of God is to love his word and obey his commandments. He says, it's here that the love towards his word reveals who God is. We have never seen before. Have you seen God? Some people. Like the majority, we have to, by faith, believe in him through his word. There's nothing else that can reveal to us who God is, but when we have such a love for his word, his commandments, and then we obey those commandments. That brings the revelation of the nature of God. So John is saying in verse 3, now by this we know that the word No, in the Greek, doesn't mean the intellectual knowledge of something. Means the intimacy. Actually, that word is used, has different connotations, but one of them is the word that is used when a married couple comes together. That's the word know, the intimacy that comes when we know a person in a deeper way. And that only comes through the knowledge revelation of his word. Therefore, we need to or must love the word of God, his commandments, and obey them in order for God to reveal himself to us. So in verse 6, he who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. So obedience creates a dwelling place in our life. Give room for him. Because after we love his word, first we need to love his word, because he's going to give us a revelation of who God is. When we obey it, God comes and the revelation of his love is activated in us. That creates a dwelling place, according to verse 6. He who says he abides, meaning a dwelling place, there's room for him, ought himself to walk just as he walked. So the standard now is different than the old covenant. Because in the old covenant, we love God and we love our neighbors. But now we love God and we love our neighbors as Jesus loves us. And what is that such a love? That if you read all this letter, that you're going to see that is because he was willing to give his life for others. And he asked us actually to do that later on. So obedience creates a dwelling place in our life. That is the proof that we love God, according to what John is revealing to us. Love his commandments. Love his word. That is going to create a room, a dwelling place. Then you're going to start walking out that word, that truth, that revelation that the Father is giving to you. So, obedience creates a dwelling room. Obedience is the proof. As we walk, as he walked, the scripture says in verse 9. And as I was reading this letter, all the focus, all the revelation that John is bringing of the love of God is pointing to our loving our brothers and sisters. If you start noticing how many times he's talking about these two things, love God, Jesus in you, and the recipients of that love, you're going to realize that is what Jesus just was telling the lawyer, the expert on the law. Love God with everything and love your brothers and sisters. And he repeated on every chapter several times, love your brothers and sisters. Love each other just as I have loved you. Verse 9, 11. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. And he who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he's going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. When I was reading this, I was like, oh my goodness! I thought that if I believe in Jesus, I have the light, and now I know where I'm going. But this scripture says that if I don't love my brother, I don't know where I'm going. I'm in darkness. Revelation. Your future and my future is always, always linked to walking with another person in love. It's not just about saying, I love you, Jesus. You are the light of the world, and you are in me. Therefore, I know where I'm going, because this scripture says, he who hates his brother is in darkness and walk in darkness. So, hate, which is the opposite of love, has the power has the power to dim the light of Jesus in us. Imagine how powerful that is. You just need to see what's happening out there. And it's all about hate. It's all about my way. It's all about what I want. It's all about my desires. It's all about me, I, myself. But this scripture says, because you hate, because you are just looking into your own interests and you don't love, you are walking in darkness. You don't know where you go. So we can walk alone in our Christian life. We need to come together. That's why the design of God for the church, to build each other, to join each other according to every different gifting, every different talent. We are called to walk together. So the world hates, but we are called to love each other. Because otherwise, that hate has the power. Can you imagine this? This is something that we need to get hold of it, because it says here that darkness has blinded his eyes. Has the power to dim the light of Christ's hate in the world. And that is something that is increasing. So our love towards brothers and sisters determines where we are going, our future, our destiny. So love towards God, love towards the world of God, now love towards our brothers and sisters. The focus in the expression of that love is really, really specific for God and for us to be able to operate. In chapter 5. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone, verse 1, who love him, who begat, also love him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, or that we obey, and his commandments are not burdensome. The only proof that we love God is our obedience. It's really basic what the Lord asks us as believers, is just to obey. That obedience is going to, again, give the space that God needs to come and take over, to come and dwell in us. Love is not just feelings or emotions. As we understand in our Western world and mindset, we do things according to what we feel, what we thought is right, what we are experiencing, what our natural senses are telling us to do. And that's what we call love. But verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, or we obey his word, and his commandments are not burdensome. So, we're going to finish in a moment doing an spiritual exercise that I believe is going to be really, really, really powerful, really, really good. And as I say, I'm not talking about this because we don't love each other. I know that we love each other, but because I believe the Lord wants us to start the new year full of faith, hope, and the love that he has for us, so we can walk together and operate together and really start experiencing the things that he had prepared for us. So we need to love each other as Jesus loves us. The love of God is revealed, of course, in Jesus. Romans 8:39. No hate, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So that is the expression of the love of God through Jesus Christ. And with the only way that we can experience the love of God is when Jesus comes into our heart and we start to have that desire to walk as He walked in obedience to Him. And that activates the love of God. Love is action. Love is needs to have an expression that everybody sees, because the scripture says that the world will know that we are of God because the love that we have each other. So it's quite more simple than sometimes we understand in our religious mindset and all the things that we need to keep and do and traditions and forms and all of these things. Everything comes down to these two commandments, loving God and loving each other as Jesus loves us. Chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. And if the worship team can get ready in 5 minutes to come up. Chapter 3. Verse 22. And wherever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe in the name of His Son Jesus Christ and love one another as He gave us commandment. So loving each other is a commandment from the Lord. It's something that He is expecting that we are going to operate in it every day. And what that does is open the heavens over our life, over our church, over our city. Because He says, wherever we ask, we receive from Him. Why? Because we are in His will. Never expect God to respect your prayers, our prayers, when we have ignored His instructions. It's really simple. We cannot expect that we are going to get all the things that we want when we haven't heard, you know, what He's asking us to do. But when we obey, we have the assurance that there's nothing blocking our prayers. When we are loving each other, when we know that we don't have anything against nobody, that doesn't mean that we don't have differences, that we don't have situations. Yes, of course, every day. That's part of the human nature. But it's when we need to come to that place where we see Jesus and when we see His love towards us, that I didn't deserve it. And every day I just still, after 27 years, don't get the full revelation of His love, because I know I fail every day. But every morning I'm telling Him, I'm receiving Your love, Jesus. Thank You for dying on the cross. Thank You that You paid the price for all of my debts. That love that I don't understand, but I receive it by Your grace. So every day we can experience a new revelation of His love when we understand that He also had to obey because the will of the Father. But He was also looking forward to the reward that He was going to receive because His obedience to the Father. He decided to obey the night before, because in His humanity, He knew the suffering that He needed to go through. But He says, Your will, I'm going to obey You, Father. I'm going to walk on this that You had called me to do. So we can expect God answering all of our prayers when we are keeping His commandments. And when on verse 23, and this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son Jesus Christ and love one another. Many times we read it, and we should believe in the name of His Son Jesus Christ and fast every day, pray 10 hours a day. Go to all the church services, all those activities that we should be doing, by the way, but with the revelation of the love of God for our brothers and sisters, the family of God. Amen. So we're going to finish with an exercise. on the chapter of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puff up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. So we know that God is love. And we know that God is in us. So if we want to experience in a simple way the nature of God, we can say, reading on verse 4, if God is love, we can then change the word love to say God suffers long and God is kind. God's love does not envy. God's love does not parade itself. God's love is not puff up. God's love does not behave rudely. God's love does not seek its own. God's love is not provoked. God's love thinks no evil. God's love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. God's love bears all things. God's love believes all things. God's love hopes all things. God's love endures all things. And then we're going to see the perfect nature of Christ. And just because Christ is in us, how do I know? Because that's what the scripture says on Romans 5:5. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. The Holy Spirit pour out the love of God. So, if God is love and love is God and God is in us, we can say, change the word love for the word I. And just that's going to give us understanding, and usually that is something that we need to be willing to come before the Lord and say, God, I'm just lacking of all of these things. And we can read it like this. I suffer long, starting on verse 4. I'm kind. I do not envy. I do not parade myself. I'm not puff up. I do not behave rudely. I do not seek my own. I'm not provoked. I think no evil. I do not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. I bear all things. I believe all things. I hope all things. I endure all things. And that is going to give us a revelation of how deeply is the love of God in our hearts. And I believe He wants to give us more of that love. And that is not something that we can work that out, because the agape love is only coming from Him. It's a spiritual impartation. Because let me read it again on Romans 5:5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. So it's not just a small dripping of His love. You know, one drop here, one drop there. No. It says it's been poured. Paul, what is the idea of that? A rushing of waters. The love of God is being poured out. Poured out. It's the flowing of a stream in a strongly way. That is the kind of love that He wants us to experience. By the Holy Spirit again. By the Holy Spirit. I believe the Lord wants to increase the faith, the hope, and the love that we have to start the next year with revelation. Full of these three things. full of them, but the greatest, the biggest one is the love in our life. So I want to finish asking the Lord, because love is the most powerful force in the world. Love breaks through opposition, barricades. To love someone is to place a high value on that person, because it's according to the love of Jesus that is willing to give his life for others. It's according to the measure of the Holy Spirit in us. This is something that we cannot reproduce, because it's so high, it's great, the scripture says, because it's the love of God. But that's what's causing the world to change, the love in our life, the love for each other. So I want us to please stand on our feet. The world is getting darker, and somehow many times the enemy finds a way to infiltrate into the church, causing brothers and sisters not getting along, causing divisions in the church. But I believe that God is taking us to a closing of a season, and we are going to enter into a new season, a new volume. My wife, right before I went to Mexico, she had a dream. She's been reminding me about that, because I know the Holy Spirit is just working on her heart and praying about it. And in this dream, she was pregnant. She was about to give birth. And I believe in the past, she had the same dreams of being pregnant. I don't know, because a desire for that, or by the Spirit of God. But on this one, she gave birth to a child. And that very next morning, she just shared the dream in a very intense way. And she's, keep thinking on that. And that was right before I went to Mexico. I experienced great things in Mexico. So I'm believing that this is a prophetic dream for us, that we are giving birth to a new thing in our midst, that we are really going to enter into a new way as mature children of God next year, 2018, that we are really letting go of the old to get hold of the new. And that's because faith, hope, and love abounds in our hearts, in our life. Love to one another. That is the very fierce sign that we are going to cause the world to see something different in us. Faith, hope, and love. And if you read, I'm going to encourage you to go and read the letter of 1 John. And he's just talking verse after verse about the implications of loving God, obeying his commandments, and then quickly, always goes to say, and love your brothers, your sisters, the brethren, as Jesus love you, love us. So let's start the Christmas season and loving us each other. Let's not wait until next Sunday. So as we praise and worship the Lord, this is going to be our greeting time. And I want to ask you, by the love of God, that take a few minutes, a few seconds, if there's anything in your heart, anything against anybody, any brother and sister, any misunderstanding, any resentment, anything, that by the grace of God, you may be able to forget, forgive, let go, and love. And start loving. And start caring. Love is action. It's not just the feeling. Love needs to find an expression. And that is when we are caring, when we are loving, regardless of different cultures, different ways of thinking, different family backgrounds, the love of God brings us to unity. And it's through the Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit of God that pours. So God says, I want you to experience not just a small drop of my love. I want to open, like when you open the faucet and the water comes running down. Like when you go to a jet top, when the water is rushing, even hurting your flesh sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's with a kind of love when it hurts in your spirit and says, yes, this is love, is cleansing me. It's the love of God, and it's available for each one of us. So as we praise and worship God, two things. Search in your heart as the Holy Spirit. Then let go, forgive, and love your brothers. Let's love each other. I honestly telling you, I am being on my face asking God for this kind of love. Because I realize that I lack a lot of this. But one thing I know, that love is available if we want it. And He's ready to pour it out into your heart, into your life, to heal you, to restore you, so you can enjoy the fullness of His plan and purposes for 2018. Amen. So I'm going to dismiss the service. We are going to stay a little bit longer. Just, and the way of dismissing is that feel free, as we start singing, to go and hug each other and love somebody. Go to somebody that you usually don't go to, and let's ask the Lord to give us more, pour out more of that love. So this is going to be our reading time with a new revelation and telling the Lord a few things. I want to love your word, and I want the word to bring revelation about this love. I want to obey your word, and I want to love my brothers and sisters. Holy Spirit, pour out more of that love, and start receiving it. Amen. Be blessed. Thanks for coming. God is good. And I activate faith, hope, and love in a supernatural way, the way that only the Holy Spirit. We are alive. Let's be happy. Let's have the joy of the Lord. Let's show it. Let's act like it. Let's laugh a little loud. Let's worship a little louder. Let's express that love. Let's find somebody right now to love, to embrace, to say, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. Come on. Let's go. Be blessed. Thanks for coming. If you need prayer, you want to respond, you want to come forward, I would love to pray for you. I believe in miracles. He wants to touch you. Hallelujah. I don't see a lot of movement here. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's find somebody. I declare freedom to love each other. Hallelujah.